The plan would shorten the hiring process for state workers and also get rid of the civil service exam required of all applicants. Appleton GOP State Senator Roger Roth called the exam archaic.
Nobody does this anymore. So as we try to realign our hiring practices to the best practices we see in private business, in 2015, this is a thing of the past.
Roth said those changes are aimed at filling projected vacancies in state government, though the package would go well beyond that. It would keep workers on probation for longer, shorten the amount of time they're allowed to file appeals, and spell out more clearly when they can be fired. In a statement, Governor Walker called the changes common sense reforms. Democrats said they would invite corruption and political patronage. Assembly Minority Leader Peter Barkas said it's a change in tune for Republicans.
Well, once again, we can see that Governor Walker and obviously his legislative allies are going to break their word to the people of Wisconsin.
Indeed, the governor said repeatedly 4 years ago that while he was changing Wisconsin's collective bargaining laws, he wasn't touching civil service protections. GOP lawmakers said today those protections will remain, but that they're just being modernized to better reflect the practices of the private sector. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.